From KRCB-FM Radio 91, it's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell. Good morning. The California Community College System hopes changing the name of a free tuition program will get more eligible students to take advantage of it. Capital Public Radio's Randall White explains.
For more than three decades, students at the state's 114 community college campuses have been offered a program known as the Board of Governors Fee Waiver. Research shows many of those students didn't understand it was direct financial aid. So the state is changing the program's name to the Promise Grant, a name that reflects similar programs in other states and on some individual California campuses.
We're hopeful that the name change helps students complete their applications for it and that more students are able to take advantage of it.
That's Rhonda Moore with California Community Colleges. She says the Promise Grant doesn't cut into other scholarship or grant sources a student may be receiving.
Even if a student is only taking three units, if we can pay the $46 per unit and that student can use that $150 to help buy the book for that class, we are far ahead of the game.
The funds to cover these costs come from rules set up by Proposition 98, passed by voters nearly 30 years ago. California Community Colleges is the largest system of higher education in the nation. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Some California counties are racing to adopt an all-vote-by-mail process before next year's elections. Sacramento, Napa, San Mateo, and Nevada counties are undertaking the change as allowed by a state law passed last year. Sacramento County Assistant Registrar of Voters Alice Jarbo says staff is preparing for new county-wide voting centers, which will replace neighborhood polling sites for in-person voting.
We've been working since June to map out all the processes that we need to get through in order to provide a seamless transition for voters in the June 2018 election.
A UC Davis poll released August 29th found 61% of voters are wary of the switch. Last year's law approved 14 counties to switch to the new voting process. Orange and Shasta counties declined, while Santa Clara County will hold off until at least 2020, citing the difficulty of making such a major change so quickly. Find these stories and more at krcb.org/news. That's the California Update. I'm Mark Prell.